Can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a movie with the Memphis Blues again.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you very much for listening on this Tuesday morning, 34 minutes after the hour. Hit us up on that text line, 251-343-0106. If you would like to respond to anything we are discussing this morning. Joining us now, very pleased to bring on my next guest, always very kind to come on, State Senator David Sessions on with us. Senator, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. Doing well. Doing well. Good to be with you.
Hey, thank you for making time for us. We always appreciate it. Let's kick it off here. Special session next week, it looks like. How do you feel about it? Reapportionment, obviously, at the very front of that. It seems like there's probably some very small things that are still being ironed out, but overall seems to be going in a good direction.
Seems to be. I think that's kind of the delay in not starting the 25th and putting it off to the 28th, give them a little more time to iron out the details. Of course, I'm not on that committee, so I'll probably see the maps for the first time when I get up there for special session.
Oh, so you have you haven't exactly seen the maps yet either?
No, I have not.
Do you have a general idea about your own district, though? At least I would assume.
Yeah, I think it's going to be okay. I think there's still some, in Mobile County, we have three senators, and that's pretty much how it probably needs to stay because we haven't really grown in population. I think 100 people in the last 10 years, population shift. So I think we'll be within the variance. So I think most of the Mobile County will be, pretty much as was or as is, but I'm not certain. Like I said, Jeff, I haven't really seen the maps.
Well, I suppose we'll get more on that. I guess next week when the committees do finally get done. But other than that, the only things I'm hearing kind of a House seat or two here or there with some lines. But other than that. It doesn't seem like there's going to be too many. I mean, there's always controversy. The left will do what they do, but you guys got a super majority and you're probably in good shape.
We should be. There's population shifts going on all the time. We've had some big shifts in Mobile County. There's big shifts in, Lee County and Bowen County. And, it's just the, every 10 years, you can imagine that if a plant closes down or something happens to where people want to move out of the city, they may go to a neighboring county or another part of the state. So you're always going to have those kind of shifts. So, but I think for the most part, I've heard a couple of House districts are not extremely happy. A couple of Senate districts probably not super happy. Like I said, I think that's the extra time to try and figure out a way to work on those.
Well, tell me this now. I guess reapportionment will be what it is. Yet, House and Senate, legislative districts, congressional, and then obviously school board. But will there be more in the call, or will there be an effort to add to the call
when we're talking about some of this? Yeah, I'm curious to see if the governor puts anything in the call to protect our businesses. Unfortunately, the Biden administration seems to think that a vaccine mandate is the direction to go on our businesses that have over 100 employees, and I certainly don't feel like that is proper. Jeff, I will tell you, I believe that people should get vaccinated if they want to. And if they're healthy, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But I don't think the federal government should be mandating this because there are reasons for people not to get vaccines. The mask mandate, the mask it may do good, it may not, but it's not going to hurt you. Vaccines are new, and I just don't think it's proper to do that mandate. And I don't think our businesses and their employees should be punished for that whatsoever. So, you know, that may be the only thing I could see her putting in the call with this redistricting, because redistricting is going to be tough. It's going to be, you know, it'll be a pretty tough battle. But I think we get it done. I don't think it's as near as quick of a session as the prison construction was.
Well, and you always run this risk. If you do add something else into the call, then it becomes something. It becomes something that could be used as leverage, used as a negotiating chip. And I guess the hope would be, if you're doing reapportionment, you want to kind of keep that quarantined and not have other things that could impact that discussion.
That's right. You know, you're 100% on it there. You know, everybody, you know, our number one objective on this session is to focus on the redistricting and hopefully get it done right, where there's, you know, we're going to get sued. I mean, the left is always going to sue. That's just part of it. I mean, and so, you know, we have to concentrate on getting these lines drawn. That's going to be be something that will hold up. And I think the committee is committed to that. And I hope that it works out that way. Like I said, it'll still have to be defended, but I think at the end of the day, it will draw up lines that'll be constitutionally and, you know, legally sound.
Joined by State Senator David Sessions here on the program. Senator, kind of looking back at a retrospective of the prison special session, Seems like things went probably about as expected. Have you got any update? I guess the big question there was, what would that federal money be available? And you guys operated as if it were going to be available. But sitting here today, any update on that? Or do you feel pretty good about where that special session ended up?
Yeah, I think that money is going to be available. Kind of like federal grants and different things. You just, you know, if they allocate that money, it's really like they really can't tell you once they allocate it, if it's allocated and not specified, they can't tell you how to spend it or how not to spend it. So I think that revenue is certainly safe revenue to use. It's bad that we, you know, I don't like the fact that we had to use it. I apologize to a lot of people in the medical community that, you know, unfortunately we're having to use CARES Act funds to help construct prisons. But, you know, Jeff, at the end of the day, one-time money like that could be used for that, it's kind of, you know, hard not to. I'd rather seen it go to something else, perhaps, but we're faced with a issue here that we have to address. And sometimes the solutions aren't really pleasant solutions that you really like to have, but it may be that it's the only solution available.
Senator, let's move in something kind of more in your wheelhouse here. You know, you're looking around the country and these supply chain disruptions and what's going on in the economy. More locally, I guess, looking at what's going on. Well, you know, how are things going in that arena? Particularly, you're a farmer and you're aware of all these issues, commodity prices, et cetera. But sure. Are things moving like they need to be? I know there's other variables, weather, et cetera, that farmers got to deal with. But are we starting to see some ripple effects coming down because of federal policy?
Well, I tell you, normally, like, we order our seed for next spring, we don't really worry or get concerned about ordering stuff ahead of time. But my brother and I and nephew had a conversation the other day, and we're going to order, you know, 4 or 5 months out ahead of normal, just to make sure we can, you know what we can or can't get. It's getting a little dicey around, you know, just, you know, unfortunately, our federal administration, the Biden administration, they have made mistakes at every turn. We've paid too many people too much money not to work. You've seen it in every industry, in every facet. Everybody in the world looking for help. And you compound that with just the regulations that are put on these trucking companies, and it's hard for them to get stuff moved. You know, I'm not 100% up to date with all the federal DOT, you know, the Department of Transportation policies, but these trucks can't run but so long, you know, and they have to stop. And, you know, it's just, it's hard to keep things moving like that. I mean, if the president wanted to help this situation, he would declare a state of emergency and remove some of these regulations that has all types of businesses at a disadvantage, and get things moving again. I mean, it's unfortunately just failed policy. And I mean, you know, he can brag about opening these ports 24/7s, and that's not going to do any good if you don't have anybody to, you know, hook to that trailer and get it down the road and get it where it needs to go. So, but it's a pinch. It's, you know, we're feeling it and everything. There's a lot of product that we order that stays delayed or stays back ordered, or, you know, competition for a freight line to move it. Someone hires a truck out from under you. We had that happen several times this summer when we were trying to get product brought in. So, and I think it's probably going to get just a little bit worse before it gets better.
What do you think? Is anything that can be done at the state level? I mean, what Washington does is what Washington does, and that's, you know, that's 1,000 miles away or whatever. Here in Alabama, maybe we could alleviate some of these. What do you think? Is there something that can be done at the state level?
Boy, I don't know. You know, it's like I said, so much of that transportation falls under federal rules. So many things that fall under them that the state really can't control or buck them on. That it's a difficult situation, you know, and I think, well, you know, the agriculture and timber business would benefit from a continued state of emergency to help move product around. Being able to run on highways that you normally can't run on, and you know, perhaps a little bit heavier load than normal with the portion tags. Those type things can help a little bit, but there's not so much that the state could do to alleviate this problem. It's a nationwide problem, so you're talking about from state to state to state. So it's, you know, I'd love to see them do a good infrastructure bill at the federal level and quit worrying about more stimulus money and giveaway money and feel-good programs and, you know, do something to help the country instead, because it's going to get bad. I mean, if it continues like it is, and you know, you're going to have inflation at 10-12% a year, and then if the feds turn around and decide we got to slow that down and starts raising interest rates, well, all of a sudden, all this surplus revenue that states have been enjoying, all of a sudden we're back to 2008, 2009, 2010, And we'll be having to dip into the rainy day funds again because we don't have enough money to fund government. So I can see a disaster coming down the road if at the federal level we don't start changing some of those attitudes.
And you just got to hope for the best with these elections and that the country sees it the same, right?
I hope the midterms prove to be valuable. Bad thing, good thing is everything the Biden administration has done has been a failure. From Afghanistan to the border, these mandates. And I mean, one reason Alabama is doing better than a lot of states is we have not had these mandates. We want people to be safe, but you can't shut down everything at one time, or it creates a bigger disaster than the health disaster.
Yeah, well, it makes these elections. I mean, these elections have consequences. I think it's the takeaway. Hey, Senator, we're up against a break here, but we appreciate you coming on, and let's get you on again real soon.
Always a pleasure, Jeff.
Hey, thank you for coming on. State Senator David Sessions there. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poore Show at FM Talk 106.5.